You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Spotlight right in the direction of bebop and a practitioner of that idiom. We begin this new hour of Neon Jazz with the great John Burke's Dizzy Gillespie, with a song from the beginnings of his towering career in jazz, with the 1945 song Groovin' High. Born back in 1917 in Cheraw, South Carolina, Diz was the youngest of nine children, and his future was destined to be bright. Along with Casey's own Charlie Yardbird Parker, he made bebop soar and brought the sound and shape of a new movement into homes all across the world. At the age of four, he started playing piano and went on to receive a music scholarship to the Laurenberg Institute in North Carolina. A great many in the world know him for his iconic trademark, the swollen cheeks. Dizzy always said that was just copying the style of trumpeter Roy Eldridge early in his career. The thing about Dizzy is that he was always remembered for his flash and clothes and on-stage clowning, and that only added to a business that entertained millions each and every year he was on stage. Diz was paramount to the evolution of jazz, and from the 1940s all the way into the 1990s, he was there giving the world his evolved version of jazz. And he deserves an entire hour of the microscope for us to hear exactly what he has done. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from the town Dizzy needed to etch his bebop lore, which was the home of his partner, Charlie Yardbird Parker, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, giving you a show that we think you will dig. Speaking of Yardbird, here he is teamed up with Diz, doing what they did the best, with the 1947 tune, Dizzy Atmosphere. Thank you.
Chicago trumpeter Marquise Hill giving a big shout out to Joe Domino and Neon Jazz. Thank you.
That was Diz teamed up with drummer Max Roach on the 1949 live cut in Paris called Things to Come. Dizzy's first professional job was with the Frank Fairfax Orchestra way back in 1935. From there, he joined the orchestras of Edgar Hayes and Teddy Hill, replacing Roy Eldridge as the first trumpet in 1937. Teddy Hill's band was where Gillespie made his first recording, the King Porter Stump. In August 1937, while gigging with Hayes in Washington, D.C., Dizzy met a young dancer named Lorraine Willis, who worked the New York circuit and the Apollo Theater. Willis was not immediately hip on Dizzy, but went with it. The two married in 1940, and their love grew over the years. He was a one-woman man. They remained together until his passing in 1993. Diz was good in combos, whether it was marriage or teaming up with other musicians. On that note, we bring you another teaming up moment in the great Diz's career. Here he is with Stan Getz with the 1953 aptly named tune, Girl of My Dreams.
This is Mike Matheny, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Thank you.
That was Dizzy with the 1957 tune Annie's Dance off his Dizzy in Grease album. Before we stray too far away, Dizzy ushered in bebop, known as the first modern jazz style. Unpopular in the beginning, it was seen as a good mutation of swing, not really a revolution, but more an evolution. It was swing that churned out cats that joined Dizzy in making bebop get big, with cats like Charlie Parker, Thelonious Monk, Bud Powell, Kenny Clarke, and the great Oscar Pettiford. Dizzy's classics like Groovin' High, Woody and You, and Salt Peanuts sounded radically different from the swing of the popular music at the time and brought about a change in jazz that was needed and is iconic. Off the 1957 album Sunny Side Up, here he is with the great Sonny Rollins and Sonny Stitt with the tune On the Sunny Side of the Street.
coats, boots, and everything. Leave your worries on the doorstep, cause we're gone by and by. Just direct your feet. You'll meet on the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear the pitter and the patter of the raindrops trickling down your fire escape ladder? Life could be so fine, fine as wine. I used to walk in the shade with my blues on parade. But I'm not afraid, it's over. Casanova, if I never had 1 cent, I'd be rich as Rockefeller, gold dust at my feet. We'll be right back.
the 1959 album Have Trumpet Will Excite. That was Dizzy with the tune St. Louis Blues. His trademark trumpet featured a bell which bent up in a 45-degree angle instead of a straight ahead as a conventional design. This trademark design can be thrown into the pile of happy accidents. It was originally the result of an accidental damage caused by the dancer Stump and Stumpy falling into it while on a trumpet stand on stage at Snooki's in Manhattan back in 1953 during a birthday party for his wife. The resulting bend constriction altered the tone of the instrument, and apparently he dug it the most. It became another one of his things and a permanent part of his hardware, and good for all of our ears. Over this action-packed career that Dizzy had, he did a bit of everything, including a soundtrack, and one with the right name. With the tune Coolie, here he is playing for the 1963 movie The Cool World.
Hi, this is Gary Spolian. You're listening to and enjoying Joe Dimino on Neon Jazz.
Thank you.
There he was with the 1963 song Good Bait off his album titled Something Old, Something New. Already by the year 1960, he was inducted into the Downbeat magazine's Jazz Hall of Fame. This is an interesting Dizzy story. During the 1964 United States presidential campaign, with tongue-in-cheek, he put himself forward as an independent write-in candidate. He promised that if he was elected, the White House would be renamed the Blues House, and his cabinet would be composed of Duke Ellington as the Secretary of State, Miles Davis, the Director of the CIA, Max Roach, Secretary of Defense, Charlie Mingus, Secretary of Peace, Ray Charles, Library of Congress, Louis Armstrong, Secretary of Agriculture, Mary Lou Williams, Ambassador to the Vatican, Thelonious Monk, Traveling Ambassador, and Malcolm X, the Attorney General. He said his running mate would be Phyllis Diller. Speaking of cool world, how cool would that be? As we move out of the 60s, Dizzy got his funk going in jazz. Here he is with a live cut off the album Sweet Soul back in 1969 with the song Soul Time.
We'll be right back.
That was the 1970 grooving little tune, Get Back, off his album Cornucopia. Along with bebop, Dizzy was one of the founding fathers of Afro-Cuban Latin jazz. He was able to fuse Afro-Cuban jazz and Afro-Cuban rhythms to form a cubop sound. Always a musical ambassador, he toured Africa, the Middle East, and Latin America under the sponsorship of the U.S. State Department. He returned with fresh musical ideas and musicians who would eventually go on to achieve world renown. This next tune is one of the finest moments of teaming up in his career. Live in Europe in 1971, here's Dizzy with the great Thelonious Sphere Monk at the keys with the song Don't Blame Me.
Trombone player from Kansas City, Missouri. You are listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. Thank you.
live at Carnegie Hall. That was Dizzy with the song This Is the Way. With all the lore explored on this hour of Neon Jazz, we are going to leave with an appropriate tune and another duo. With the great Charlie Christian, here he is with the song Stardust. Thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a jazz man in the center of his soul, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher. Talk to us about our show. We'd love to hear from you. You can reach us at neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. Until next time, enjoy the music, my friends.
Neon Jazz.